With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has criticized President Trump for supporting Iranian protests. This despite the fact that Mr. Trump had recently praised Iran for canceling planned executions, signaling a possible shift away from military action. Iran has returned to an uneasy calm after the protest, with authorities briefly restoring limited internet access. Senator Tom Cotton is warning Iranian leaders they should take President Trump's threats seriously.
Well, he's made clear that he means what he says, and he says what he means. And he told Maduro, for instance, that he needed to go into exile, and Maduro was stubborn and pig-headed and dug in his heels, and now he's sitting in a jail in New York City. And he told the Ayatollahs to turn over all their nuclear program, and they didn't, and the nuclear program is now in smoldering ruins.
Cotton, an Arkansas Republican, made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. A third round of retaliatory strikes by the U.S. in Syria has resulted in the death of an al-Qaeda-affiliated leader.
Bilal Hassan al-Jassim had a direct tie to the ISIS member responsible for last month's ambush that killed two U.S. soldiers and a U.S. civilian interpreter in Syria. So say U.S. Central Command officials. This marks the latest strike as part of a broader U.S. operation by President Trump. Mr. Trump is targeting ISIS thugs trying to regroup after the ouster of autocratic leader Bashar al-Assad a year ago.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Britain's main opposition leader has joined a protest against China's planned new embassy in London. The government faces a Tuesday deadline to approve or block the project. Conservative leader Kemi Badenoch says China has harassed members of parliament and British nationals connected to China. And the European Union and the Mercosur bloc of South American countries have formally signed a long-term free trade deal. This is SRN News. Texas A&M University faculty have been informed that about 200 courses in the College of Arts and Sciences might be affected by a new policy designed to eliminate DEI and promote the LGBT agenda. The A&M System Board of Regents approved the policy in November, requiring campus presidents to okay courses on topics related to sexual orientation or so-called gender identity. The changes follow a viral video of a professor arguing with a student over transgenderism that sparked a backlash. Other public universities in Texas are following A&M's lead. The Texas Tech University system now prohibits certain sex-related course content. The FBI says an arson suspect is admitted to targeting a historic Mississippi synagogue this month because it is a Jewish house of worship. Stephen Pittman, who's 19 years old, has been charged with maliciously damaging or destroying a building by means of fire or an explosive. Security camera footage showed him at the Beth Israel congregation. This is SRN News. He may not be at spring training, but Dodgers ace will be on the mound for a last hurrah playing for Team USA.
Clayton Kershaw is not done pitching just yet. He has agreed to join the U.S. team for this year's World Baseball Classic. The left-handed Kershaw announced last September that he was retiring at the end of last season. He had a stellar career with the Los Angeles Dodgers. The three-time NL Cy Young Award winner wanted to pitch for the Americans in the 2023 tournament, but was prevented because of insurance issues. The U.S., which lost the 2023 title game to Japan, opens March 6th. Versus Brazil at Houston. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Today is Sunday, January the 18th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including actor Kevin Costner, who is 71 years old, actor Mark Rylance, who turned 66 today, and Hockey Hall of Famer Mark Messier, who's 65. This is SRN News.